Hello, everyone. Hello. The last time I recorded was March 2023. We are in March 2024. A whole year. You may ask, why haven't I recorded in a whole year? Well, I've been gone for almost a whole year. Was gone on deployment. I was working on a ship, visiting beautiful places, but also doing my service to the country whilst my children were here behind with their dad, who, you know, did everything, like, you know, like, you know, he just took over his part. And he, you know, my Tiberius, first time going, started kindergarten, and my oldest started 8th grade, and my daughter's 8th and 4th grade. Time has flew on by. Milton and Mama, me, Elias, and I have been trying to, well, we haven't made the effort. Like I said, I've been deployed, and I got back, you know, a little bit over a month and a half ago, and I just haven't made the time to sit and have a conversation with the boys and see how it was without me being there. It just seemed like they did pretty fine when I got back. I mean, everything was already moving like an oil engine, you know, like an engine oil, like an engine. It was already moving. All, I mean, the oil was there, you know, and everybody was on their own way of doing things. How can I say their own schedule? But I was welcomed back with open arms and went right back into life. I just felt like I never even left, to be honest. Being gone for that long, that was the longest being deployed, even for my oldest. No, I'm not really sure. I think I was on a 10-monther before. You know, when I used to be deployed, I had an aunt. She actually passed away in 2022 on a deployment I was on also. She is one of the reasons why I am still in the military, to be honest. You know, she literally helped me a lot. She was like my second mom. My mom was not alive. She passed away when I was 22. And I didn't have any children until I was 28. So, you know, I didn't really know a lot of stuff. And plus, I was working in a field that was still trying to get its footing in, and mothers and maternity. Things have changed so drastically since I've been in. And a lot of things are better for moms, I believe. I mean, my first child was premature, 3 pounds, 10 ounces. I had him, and he stayed in the hospital the whole time I was on maternity leave. And, you know, I had to go back to work. Thankful that, you know, I had a leader that actually had children, because sometimes you don't have leaders that have children. Sometimes most of us in the military, females in general, women and ladies, it's hard to juggle. And he was a male, of course. He had children. He actually had 3 children. He was dual military, so he literally told me to come to work and then go back on leave. But I had to use my leave dates. Now they have longer periods of not just 6 weeks anymore, a little over 12 weeks. And it's beautiful because we need it. We need it. You know, we need the time. We need the mental focus, the toughness, you know. I was going through a lot. I was crying a lot because I had to go back to work and my kid was small. And but again, my aunt helped me and she watched him. And, you know, she had her own issues, you know, but she did. And I always thank her for doing all that she can do and taking the place of my mom, you know, like, that was her sister. So, of course, she, you know, she just probably felt like I better help my niece. It's a blessing to have her and all those who have helped me. But my second child, this is the first time, you know, I have my Insta daughters and, you know, about my gap, you know, difference. It's the first time, like, of we're doing everything. Mom passed away. I mean, it hit me hard. Sometimes I don't believe it. It's one of those things. You know, you just gotta just grieve, and we all grieve in our own way. We all grieve in our own way. And me, my grieving process takes years. So, and I could be moving on with life, and it would hit me one time. Boom, I'm in a trance, like crying and all kind of stuff. But I said all this to say is that it's a big difference when you've done multiple deployments. You know, it still hurts and it's still hard. It is so hard, you know, like still hard being gone, you know. And then, you know, you're going through your mix of emotions where you're accomplishing goals and things are not going the way that you would like it to go. You think, like, you have this vision in your head about what success looked like and what is happening to you where you feel it unsuccessful. I grew a lot on this deployment. A lot of growing. A lot of thought process of, like, what do I really want? Why do I need to do this? Why do I need confirmation from people to do things in my life? Why do I feel like I need to have validation from people in my career to feel good about myself? You know, a lot of changes, especially being Black. I am Afro-Caribbean, but I am in America. You know, everybody, you know, if you follow my episodes, you would know that I'm from the island of Trinidad and Tobago. The land of, I'm going to say milk and honey, but the land of soca, calypso, limbo dancing, and steel pan. Yes, we are the fun people. But, you know, I'm a little different culture. And we are always being from the minority, having to adapt to people, having to learn how to fit in to people of who, but not of no one else trying to fit into who you are. You know, like you're insignificant to them until they need something from you. I kind of learned a lot. I mean, I've known that my whole life, you know. But as you grow, you would think like, oh, you know, let's have an open mind. But no, they're still the same. Everyone's still the same. You're insignificant. But my kids are growing, and I'm learning a lot from my kids. Ownership, a dear coworker, she told me about a good book called Conscious Parent. And the Conscious Parent has also told me, and we know that somehow we think our children are extension of us. Yeah, and nay, I learned that in the book. Yeah, they are an extension from us. You know, they are coming from us, our DNA, but they are their own spirit. And I was like, yes, my children are their own spirit. And when you're your own spirit, you come to do certain things in life. Right? Like certain things that you come to do, just like I come to do something in this world, which I know I've done and accomplished already, but I'm still living because I'm not done, right? I know I'm a helper and I know I'm here to help and care. I'm a caring person. And I like to get to help people to see them through the process or whatever the process is, whatever that is. I already know. But our children also are their own spirit. So there are certain things that they're going to need to do in life that no matter how we see and what we want for them, they're going to follow what is put in them to do. And a lot of times we don't realize that because we are. I want my children to do this. I want them to be this. I want them to do that. And I feel that by myself. So I'm learning to allow myself to listen to my son when he's telling me something and not tell him what, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I got to correct him. I got to be firm and follow through and be on him about things, right? Because that's what parenting is about. Correcting them and giving them the hard truth. And that is hard. I don't want to be his friend. I will not be his friend, but I will be his parent because it's my job to tell him the hard truth, to correct him and train him up for this world, for him to live into this world, for his spirit to manifest the things that is ought to do in this world. All right, I'm going to stop this recording because I need to do another recording with the children. Because this is Military Mama Podcast, and Military Mama Podcasts are supposed to be with the kids. But, you know, I needed to make a post, a recording of just letting you know I'm back right now. I'm here to serve you. If you do listen and like listening to me, let me know what you want to hear about, you know. I'm here to manifest my true being and what I am here to do on this earth. Have a good day. Enjoy your day. Like it says in my meditation that I do almost every morning, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And you're listening to this message, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Right here, listening to my voice telling you about my life. And I hope that what I am doing is helping you. But whatever you're going through, it will see your way through. Soon come to a better day. Be blessed.